We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now on the WadeFord.com hotline, we have Chuck Smith. And, of course, Chuck and Rob Tribble host the Academy Sports and Outdoors fifth quarter show presented by Wade Ford. And now we have Chuck Smith, our buddy, on the Midday Show with Rick and John. So, Chuck, let me start with the three interceptions by Matt Ryan. John and I don't agree about a whole lot of stuff, but we both agree that two of those interceptions are not on Matt Ryan. We put all of the blame on him for the pick six, but the Tevin drop and the Sanu drop, those were not Matt Ryan's faults. Are you with us or against us?
Well, I understand what you guys are saying, but the way I see it, the one interception, I think he got a little confident, and you know, when it comes to running a dive and throwing a slant, and I think the route got jumped. I think the second one, was that the one that Tevin Campbell?
Tevin Coleman,
Tevin Coleman, I'm sorry. But I look at it like this now. I think some of it's for Coleman. I think Matt might have threw it. If he could look at it again, he'd probably put a little lighter touch on it. But also, let's throw the offensive line in there too. He was harassed, and you know the pocket was closing in on him. So, again, no one looks at it from that standpoint. But in the locker room, those offensive linemen are saying, if we would have, you know, he wouldn't have to step up in the pocket. So I just think from a team standpoint, you know, I don't think it's one person, but I definitely look at it where it was, you know, a tough one, tough catch. And I also think it was a tough situation for Matt. I mean, he was under duress. Hey, yeah. I'm going to take this hit and let me get the ball out. So it's one of those split second decisions that quarterbacks have to make.
Chuck, staying along with that play, and we haven't talked about this much today. That's a play after a third down catch against where the Taylor Gabriel makes diving on the sideline that may or may not have been reviewed. The Falcons rushed up to the line in a scenario, and that the next play ends up getting intercepted, the ball that bounces off the hands of Tevin Coleman. In that scenario, would you almost rather take your time and let the play get reviewed? Or do you, as a player, do you want to go ahead and try to rush up there and not allow Detroit to get a chance to look at it?
Well, I do exactly what they did, and I really understand why it happened like that, but let's just look at the bottom line is MVP. You got the MVP at quarterback. I mean, he's in his prime. He can handle it. And let's look at the big picture. I mean, the ball gets tipped. It's intercepted. You know, I mean, so that's the scenario that happens all the time, but I look at it from the standpoint the Falcons did the right thing, and you got the MVP at quarterback. And I think, you know, that's easy for him to handle. I think things just didn't go right for him on that play.
We have one of the greatest sack artists in Falcons history, a legend, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Chuck Smith. Check out him and Rob Tribble on the Academy Sports and Outdoors fifth quarter show presented by Wade Ford, following every Falcons game here on the home of the Falcons. All right, Chuck, I wanted to hit you because we know how versatile you are with your football opinions. I wanted to hit you with an offensive take first. Now, let's get to brass tacks, with the key phrase there being tack and sacks. He got one, and and Chuck, he also had a beautiful a ball that he tipped at the line on a third down. Yeah. I thought tack was great. Tell me more.
Well, I'm really impressed with tack now. For him to go out there in his first game and to compete like he did, and we already knew he was a competitor, and he said it. I mean, he said it, you know, to everybody when he was drafted. I got the best motor in this class, and he showed that he has one of the best motors, and that means a lot when you look at a defensive line. But I'll tell you what I saw in young Tech. I saw extreme great power. I'm gonna tell you now. There's something to have a speed rush and then have power. I mean, I love Tech. He was dropping a hammer on him. And, you know, he had a little old-school technique that I ain't going to say over the radio, but it's excellent what he did. You don't go in there just with hands. I'm going to leave it like that, all right? When you go in there, John, you know you play some football. You bring a little hat with it. Mm-hmm. You know, until they ban that, you need to use it. But I love what Tack did. He was striking on the bull rush. But let me tell you something that really was intriguing. When Tack got his sack, he had a nice hand play and swiped the offensive tackle's hands off of him and slipped by. So I saw a lot from Tack. So he showed power and he showed great hand play, and I love the kid. I mean, I'm big on that dog. Listen, 90% of pass rush is wanting to do it, dog. And you look at all the great ones, most of them aren't nice guys. And Tack Tack got that dog. Tack's the kind of guy that, you know, he mean enough to smack his mama. I'm just telling you, I love Mr. Tack.
Chuck Smith and Hugh Douglas, who works with you guys, are nice guys, and you both had that dog in you. As Chuck Smith joins us here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. I want to talk about defensively towards the end of the game. Marquand Manuel and the Falcons in general kind of got criticized week one against Chicago, week two against Green Bay, going into a, not prevent, but just a softer zone late in the game. This week, Marquand Manuel played man-to-man defense until the very end. Did you like the philosophical change with the lead?
Yeah, I liked it because the front was doing a good job of getting there. Only thing the front had some challenges on that affected them in man-to-man, they kept losing a little contain. Stafford got out the pocket a few times and extended the time. But I'll tell you this, I love it. I love the term no free release. And that's the term that you're going to hear in the locker room. That's locker room talk. You, no one gets off and gets to run through a zone. So when they were pressing at the line of scrimmage, it affected those guys. Golden Tate, in that first half, man, they were getting worn out trying to get off the press. In the second half, let me tell you this, Matthew Stafford, in the second half, give the quarterback a lot of credit. He made some throws that, I mean, literally, he threw one over Coleman's head that was, you can't, it was over $100 million quarterback throw. I'm just telling you. I mean, he made an incredible throw. There were a lot of great throws, and it was a battle, man. It was a real great battle. And I'll tell you, I love the way the Falcons competed all the way down to Coleman on the goal line, knocking the crap out of Kenny Golladay, number 19, jamming him and letting when he was trying to rub off and helping on the switch. And, I mean, that was a great play. I love what Marquand Manuel did in this game. I really do.
Chuck Smith joining the Midday Show with Rick and John on a Falcons Monday and reacting and basking in the glow of the Motown miracle. And Chuck joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. So, Chuck, you know, when you survey the landscape in the NFL, there's a lot of teams that have some stuff going on. And I think of the New England Patriots and how unbelievably terrible their defense is. For Deshaun Watson to go in there and hang 30 on him as a rookie in his, I believe, second start, third game, and I love Deshaun Watson, that should not be happening. So with New England looking mortal and with us being 3-0 and doing what we're doing, do you agree with me that the Falcons are the best team in ball right now?
I think no question about that. I think there are other teams that have played some good ball and that, you know, the breaks didn't go their way. I think the Falcons are showing that they're a team that's going to be hard to beat. And I think only way they can really lose if they beat themselves. And I think New England, again, this team is always ready for playoff time. They're always ready in January and, you know, usually in February they get to the big dance. But I think the Falcons right now are showing that, you know, they're improved from last year. I think they realize now, most teams realize that this is a tough out. So you're going to start seeing, as we always say, that everybody gives their best. This was a measuring stick for Detroit, and I know they feel good about themselves, but the Falcons should also. They completely dominated the game. The turnovers kept Detroit in the game. So if I'm the Falcons, the things that they can clean up, this could have been a route, actually. If that interception doesn't happen when it was, what, was it 17-3, I think, guys?
17-6.
17-6. When that interception happened, that changed the game around. The Falcons were going in. I was thinking blowout, actually, at that time.
Chuck, I got to ask you, the end of the game, and they're showing the replay right now on ESPN. What was your initial reaction, and then did you understand the rule? Because we were all questioning the rule down on the field. Would there be a 10-second runoff?
Well, number one, I'm not going to act like I knew what the rule was at that time. I was shocked by the rule when it happened. But when I was watching TV, me and my wife sitting there, my wife Monique, first thing we said, he was down. I seen it. I saw when they replayed it the first time, John, Rick, I knew he was down. And it was just a matter if they were going to give him the momentum. And when they kept slowing it down, you saw Coleman had his hands on his back. And I was like, wow. I mean, great timing. But it had to do with him really being physical at the line of scrimmage on that press. I mean, he's not if he doesn't press him there and lets as a free release, he's back in the end zone, and he's not able to make that play on the half-yard line. He's really not. So I saw he was down, but I had no idea what the rule was. When I saw Dan Quinn take his belt off, I was like, okay, well, the game's over. But then I got to see the replay, and I don't think the guys on the sideline did. But it was definitely intriguing, but I'm glad the good guys in red and black won.
Hey, Chuck, did you ever have to endure such a terrible loss yourself as a pro player?
Yeah, I did. In 1995, we played at Green Bay. If we win the game, we make it to the playoffs, and we would have went back-to-back. And I was at defensive end, and it's on Brett Favre's Hall of Fame highlights. I go inside and freelance a little bit, lose contain. Then it's me and Brett Favre running to the corner. He dives in and wins. It's one of his great highlights, one of my all-time great, you know, heartbreaks. And it was my fault completely. I should have been outside, and I wasn't where I was. And it's nothing like having the whole world look at you. But it was a heartbreak because we could have went back-to-back in the playoffs earlier before they did it 3 years ago or what, 4 years ago.
On the fifth quarter show, what was the reaction yesterday after the Falcons? When I was on the plane coming home, I think people, more cooler heads are prevailing today during our show. What was the initial reaction after the game?
All whiny. I had to you would have thought the Falcons were 0-3. I said, now think about this, guys. Somebody's knocking at the door. Oh, it's the Cleveland Browns. Oh, do they get to come in? No, they haven't won a game. Knock, knock, knock. Here comes the New York Giants. Come on, guys. Let's keep it in perspective. No whining. This team is doing what it has to do. They're taking everybody's best shot, and they're going to lose games. I mean, unless the chances of them going 16-0 are, I mean, come on. Mathematically, it's not going to happen. But the bottom line is putting yourself in position to get home games in the playoffs. Stay healthy, and when you get to, everybody wants to get to the dance. So you got to dance right now, and it's not going to always be perfect. You know, you might be trying to do the WAP, but everybody else is trying to do the running man. So you got to figure it out and get in that dance in the end. Everybody wants to get in the dance, and that's what New England does best. They're always invited to the dance, and that's what Falcons are doing right now. I'm not worried about the whining. I told Falcon fans, stop your whining. Be thankful that you're 3-0. Enjoy the new stadium and keep coming back.
Hey, Chuck, really appreciate the dancing reference. And my man John, he loves to dance, and he also loves to sing Falcons victory songs. Have you heard the Falcon victory song for this week, Chuck?
Call Him Miss Jackson. Was that Call Him Miss Jackson?
No, I did Roses by Outkast.
John, you got skills. I love it. You got skills. You represent each and every week. Sorry for that mix-up, but, John, you got skills, man. I listen every week to you.
I appreciate it. Chuck, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, thanks, fellas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.